Hastings School District 200 Board Chair Carrie Tate recaps Wednesday's school board meeting.
As you said, it was a two-hour meeting. Full agenda and recording will be found on our website once we get it up, and that's just under the school board section. So anybody who wants to see the full agenda, full meeting, have at it. But a couple of highlights, we had the Raider Spotlight highlighting the School Bus Staff Appreciation Day, which was actually yesterday. So we celebrated that with a few folks from the bus company. Really appreciate all the work that they do for us in getting the kiddos to and from school safely. Then we had our first standing committee report. If you recall, we restarted the finance committee. We now have a facilities committee as well. Those were two new committees that were added. And we also kind of reconfigured our community committee, which is now called the Community Collaboration Committee. And I want to make sure that folks know that on March 20th at 6 p.m., this one is open for the public to come and participate. That'll be at the high school lecture hall. And there will be a brief presentation, but then it's going to kind of be open for the community to have a conversation about what's going on in our schools and give feedback and that kind of thing. We also got a summary from Director Zuzic on District 917, which he is a representative of. And then we had an update from our Student School Board Committee update, which is new because we are going to be adding four student school board members to our board here. So I want to make sure that I note that applications are open for 10th and 11th graders from March 1st through March 31st. If you're interested in that, kids, please apply. We'd love to see you at the board table. Another highlight is the Policy 206, which is the public participation at school board meetings policy. So that was up for second reading. We will have our third reading on that March 27th, assuming all goes well. And if that is passed, we will have public comment moved into our regular meeting agenda starting on April 24th. Other than that, we had approved two new positions for the district. One is a Director of Facilities and Safety, and the other is a Native American Parent Advisory Committee Liaison. So those will be posted shortly, I'm sure, for folks to apply for. And then we did vote to eliminate the Hastings Middle School football program. So we will no longer have 7th and 8th grade football offered as a middle school sport. That will be moving over to Little Raiders. The next meetings, we've got our working session on Thursday, March 7th at 6 p.m. That will not be recorded or televised, but of course the public is welcome to attend. And our next regular meeting, which will be recorded and televised, is Wednesday night at 6 p.m. on March 27th.